107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got a very special event that is happening this coming Tuesday with Stratford Festival. Joining us on the phone line with all the details is Anne Swordfeger. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie.
We have a very special event that's coming up on Tuesday, Anne.
We sure do, one that we've been waiting a few years to have. It's the ribbon cutting at the new Tom Patterson Theatre.
Well, we certainly look forward to this. So this is happening on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. How's it? It's going to be a very festive event, we should say.
Yes, there's going to be lots going on. People are welcome to come. It's a, it is a ribbon cutting. We have some special people cutting the ribbon. We have the fanfare musicians will be there. The rumbling radials will be doing a flyover. We have a time capsule that we're going to be dedicating to be opened many decades from now. We have representatives from the government coming. We have C. Mac Kariri, the architect. It's going to be a really wonderful event, I think.
And I like how it's almost kind of, I don't know if full circle is the word, but you're going to have actors from Richard III on hand.
We are. We're going to have some young actors from this year's production of Richard III on hand. And we'll have one of the young actors from the 1953 production on hand as well.
Oh, isn't that amazing? So again, this is the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new Tom Patterson Theater. And this is just, as you mentioned, this has been a long time coming, Anne.
Oh my goodness, hasn't it just? You know, back in February of 2020, the stage had gone in and the theater was virtually complete, not 100%, but it was on its way to being ready for the opening of the season in 2020. And within weeks, we were canceling those first performances at the festival season of the festival season, and then we were shutting down for good. And that beautiful theater sat there with nothing going on except the work that could continue during the pandemic. Now, luckily, at various times throughout the pandemic, different sorts of work were allowed, so everything was able to be completed, you know, the sound systems and the acoustical work that has to be done, the decorating, of course, and no one was going inside. I didn't get to see that theater for months and months and months. I don't think I saw it inside. I saw it incomplete. I don't think I saw it finished until end of 2021.
Yeah. I like how we referred to it as the Sleeping Beauty.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Anthony called it that, the Sleeping Beauty, and it sure was. We had enjoyed it from the outside. You know, one of the good things that we got a garden that's pretty well progressed thanks to 2 years of growth, or a year of growth, I guess, during the pandemic, and that's beginning to come to life again, and we all enjoyed that last summer. But it's quite remarkable and such a gorgeous facility, and it has won so many awards already, and we hope that more are to come, and people will throughout the season be able to come in, have a look, have a coffee or a sandwich at the cafe, and hopefully enjoy a production.
Absolutely.
Because Richard III's about to start performances.
Yes, that's right. Richard III at the Tom Patterson Theater. So previews are coming up?
They are. They start the same day, Tuesday, May 10th. The first preview of Richard III at 2 p.m. And it opens officially with its red carpet gala opening on June the 4th.
Oh, gosh. We so look forward to a theater at the Tom Patterson Theater. And, of course, the ribbon cutting is this coming Tuesday, May 10th at 10:30 a.m., of course, at Tom Patterson Theater along Lakeside Drive in Stratford. And we look forward to that. More previews continue with Chicago. Anything else on the go, Anne?
Yeah, well, we're soon going to get into see Hamlet. So I'll be able to talk about that, hopefully, next week, and we've got rehearsals for Little Women are underway as well, so lots is happening.
Yeah, the wheels are turning, for sure. We're getting there.
They are, and I did get a sneak peek of Richard III, and wow, that new theater. Anthony, who's directing it, and of course the theater was his dream, uses every bit of that theater. It's going to be such an exciting production for people. So I think people should, you know, I know lots of Stratford is already booked ahead, but it's certainly worth booking some tickets to see that show. It's really going to be on full display.
Oh, StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the information. Anne Swartfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks for this, Anne.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.